As the number of vape deaths, two of which were in Oregon, and illnesses continue to rise across the U.S., some are wondering if certain groups were more likely to begin vaping in the first place. KLCC's Elizabeth Gabriel investigates whether or not the vape industry is targeting low-income individuals.
According to Lane County Public Health, the vape industry is borrowing tactics from the tobacco industry and focusing on people with low incomes. Public Information Officer Jason Davis says there's nothing inherent about a low-income individual that would make them vape more. But the way the tobacco and vape industries market to those of a specific ethnicity and economic status can contribute to whether or not someone buys a product.
If you're able to walk from your home and spend less than a few minutes walking to a store, walk in, buy a pack of cigarettes, have that pack of cigarettes or that vape pen be at a discounted price and cheaper than you would if you were in a different part of the town, what are you going to do? It's easy. It's accessible. That encourages use.
Public Health also looked at the correlations between tobacco sales and stores that have supplemental nutrition assistance program benefits. In Lane County, 78% of stores that accept food stamps also sell tobacco. This is 4% higher than the amount of state tobacco retailers that accept SNAP.
78%, almost 80% of all the stores that accept food stamps for low-income individuals also sell tobacco. So where are you going to go to spend your food stamps? Somewhere that accepts them. If tobacco's also there, then that's more accessible.
23-year-old Michael Steele has been smoking for the past 11 years and identifies as low income. He picked up vaping about 6 months ago to help quit the nicotine habit.
I've been cutting down on milligrams of nicotine. Started at like 25, now I'm only at 3. And then the next goal in the next few weeks is go down to 0 and then stop doing it altogether.
As of 2018, the Truth Initiative reported that nearly 65% of young menthol smokers said they would quit if menthol cigarettes were banned. Davis says flavors are the vehicles for usage, and it's likely people would be less tempted to vape if flavors were not accessible. But that doesn't mean current vape users would quit. Due to an already established addiction, vape users could possibly lean toward other tobacco products such as cigarettes or their cheaper brother cigarillos. Due to the nationwide vaping illnesses, Governor Kate Brown has attempted to enact a temporary statewide ban of flavored vape products. So although he's on the way to stopping, Steele says he doesn't approve of the state's endeavors.
To say that somebody can't use an e-cig, all that's going to do is drive the tobacco industry, fuel the tobacco industry, and make more people smoke cigarettes because they can't smoke their vapes anymore.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention has reported that the nationwide vape illnesses and deaths could be tied to black market THC cartridges. To this point, Steele says a ban that completely cuts out something that is making people feel healthier is a backwards way of fixing the larger nicotine problem in America.
I can see how it's frustrating that sometimes it feels like certain specific people are being targeted, but the tobacco industry has been targeting literally everyone for over 100 years now. Companies like Altria and Marlboro and stuff like that have really targeted people, and in the 60s, 70s, and 80s, they were specifically targeting low-income children.
Davis says 80% of Lane County residents said they want to quit smoking. He believes Senator Ron Wyden's plan to tax e-cigarettes could decrease the amount of low-income vape users.
People have to prioritize. They have to prioritize things like groceries. And eventually, you start to price out tobacco.
Davis says public health is working to keep the amount of Lane County smoking rates low while also reducing the amount of vaping. Elizabeth Gabriel, KLCC News.